White, Wellington, New Zealand, July 19, 1893. Dear Willie, mail just received from Melbourne, a short letter from brother and sister Star, a letter from Marion. In regard to letter to brother Harris, Emily tells me she sent a copy to brother Rousseau. I should think he would have passed it to you, as we supposed he would do. I will see if we have another copy of letter. We'll send it if we have. Emily tells me she has no other copy. I am glad to hear from you. You can get that copy from brother Rousseau. I have written a long letter to Willie White, sent to Sydney, as you told me you would leave Melbourne on the 14th. So we sent your mail from America to Sydney from Wellington. If you do not return immediately to Sydney, they will send the same to you at Melbourne. In regard to fruit, if I knew how soon you were coming back to New Zealand, then we would know how to write to you in regard to bringing fruit. Bring what you can and what you think we need. I would be glad to use more common fruit than this, for it is the best fruit I have seen, choice as possible. The peaches are superior. The apricots look good. Have not tested them. This letter must go at 2 p.m. I will say that you need not bring the fruit here, but leave it at Auckland for me at the camp meeting. If this fruit which we now have is used freely by all, it will not last long. It is very nice. I think you can safely bring peaches, of the quantity you may be judge, dried apples, some raisins. None have come, so I would be pleased to have some. Transport no canned fruit. I can do nicely eating now, by soaking everything in broth or in hot water and milk. Mrs. Somerville has sent me 2 chickens, 1 week ago and another yesterday. Mr. Somerville brought it himself, the nicest tasting I have eaten since I have been in this country. I eat only the liquid. If I knew just how long we were to be here, then I could tell you more definitely how much to bring of dried fruit. I would say, bring only enough for our use while here in New Zealand. I do not expect to travel much this winter. September will, I hope, open pleasant. Sunshine today, July 19th. All are well in our home. Much love, Mother. I must write to Marion and Fanny. I expect a letter sent to me which will reach me tomorrow morning from Brother Mason.